It's The Morning Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. It's an understatement to say small business owners are under stress. Some companies are struggling to find enough qualified workers to meet new demands in a pandemic. Others, especially restaurants, they're trying to figure out how to make ends meet. The Wall Street Journal reports that nearly 2 million American businesses have shut down this year. And this hour, we're talking about the situation in Wisconsin, and we want to hear from you. 800-642-1234. Are you a small business owner? How are you handling these times? Are you working in a small business? Do you worry about the opportunities ahead? Have you had to shut down? Help us understand what's happening in your life, 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. We have two guests ready to talk small business. Michelle Soames-Bucher is the director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center at UW-Madison. That's located in the Wisconsin School of Business. Michelle, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for having us this morning.
Certainly. And Colleen Merrill is the Associate State Director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center Network. Colleen, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, Colleen, we've got some scary statistics we've been seeing about small businesses. Even back in May, we had reports that 100,000 businesses around the U.S. had closed for good because of the pandemic. How bleak is this time for small businesses?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to use the word bleak, but I will say there is some hardship out there. As you know, in Wisconsin, over 450,000 of our businesses are classified small business by the SBA, which amounts to 99.4% of Wisconsin businesses. And by mid-April, 48% of these businesses were closed. Unemployment was rising, and it was a time where we had to shut the doors. Foot traffic went down 67% in March. And for a lot of these small businesses, customer contact is the number one thing they need to operate for a viable business. So I think right now we are open. We have a plan. There are ways that we can get customers back into our store, but there is some fear that many of the jobs that were laid off are going to become permanently gone. We're looking at close to 40%. So businesses are looking at new ways of operating.
Hmm. Michelle, you work with a lot of business owners. What are they telling you they're worried about right now?
Sure. You know, there's a lot of concern out there right now. One of the first things is that it's difficult to create consumer confidence. So how do we get people back shopping, back spending money, and do that in a way, you know, in which it's sustainable? So we don't see, you know, a wave of customers and then nothing and then a wave of customers. So that's one thing that I'm hearing a lot about. The second is ongoing access to capital. Capital is going to be important for people, making sure that they have funds when they do have lowered times. And then the last thing is burnout. Small business owners wear a lot of hats, and it's challenging to make sure that you're having the time and the energy to manage all of it, including your employees' and your customers' expectations.
Yeah, and that's true, Michelle, more for some small businesses compared to other small businesses. I mean, the definition of a small business is one with 500 or fewer employees. So that covers a pretty big range. And yet it's the really smaller businesses with, fewer employees, with fewer people working and running the place where you're really seeing more burnout. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there's definitely different challenges at different levels. So, you know, when we see businesses that have over 100 employees, let's say, there's typically a leadership team that's making decisions. And when you get down to businesses with under 50, 25 employees, something of that nature, the owner is really wearing all of the hats. And that is a different set of stressors. So for sure.
Sure. So it's stress all around in small business, but maybe in different ways for different people in different roles.
Yep, absolutely.
We're talking with Michelle Soames-Booker, who directs the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center, and Colleen Merrill is the Associate State Director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center Network. And we're actually taking your calls this hour at 800-642-1234. Have you discovered an opportunity for new business right now? What would you like to know about getting started? Maybe your small business is struggling, or you're making ends meet, but you worry about something. What questions do you have about getting an enough support to support your business? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also share your story with us by emailing ideas@wpr.org. Colleen, for the past few months, officials have been interviewing Wisconsin business owners to kind of just assess how they're doing. What are you seeing in those surveys?
There is quite a bit of information that is coming out. There's one that I'll point to, and that is the UW Oshkosh Center for Customized Research and Services. And they partnered with WEDC, and they've got a strong survey. They started in March and have well over 3,000 businesses that are consistently responding. They are seeing some losses ranging from 35% to 40%. A lot is happening in the hotels. You can imagine that when you look at restaurants and tourism, they're the ones that really are the hardest hit, but they are also the ones that are showing the strongest growth when you talk about the food sector. So they're up 150% from April to June, which is exciting. People are getting back into some of the restaurants, but not at the level of what it was. We're concerned mostly, I think mostly about the human capital. It's going to be a significant challenge. They're all reporting a lack of qualified candidates that are out there. And one issue that is making a lot of these small businesses nervous is the school district. They're reporting up to 40% of their workforce will be affected by how schools open and if there is going to be the ability for these employees to come in and do the job they were hired to do.
And Colleen, are certain types of businesses better off than others right now?
Absolutely. So you look at what industries are hurt the worst, and we kind of talked about the hospitality and the restaurants. Tourism was it was down, and even for the bookings for 2021, for a lot of these hotels and boutiques, they're down considerably. Childcare was struggling before the pandemic and became even worse, and that is something childcare that we need in order to keep our economy moving. But those that are doing really well, think about the outdoor equipment, anybody who owns a bike shop, RV sales, agriculture is doing well, home improvement, people are home, spas, pools are being put in. Grocery sales in Wisconsin increased by almost 100% in early March. If you can remember, everybody was panicking at that point. Mm-hmm. And there's been a huge shift. People are spending more money on groceries, less in the restaurants and travel. And a lot of people have moved to that online. So a lot of our small businesses, as I mentioned before, need that foot traffic. So when you move to online, you're actually taking away sometimes from that local business that we really want to focus on and support.
That's Colleen Merrill. We're hearing from her, and also Michelle Soames-Booker staying with us this hour. We're walking through the challenges that small businesses face and some of the innovation that we're seeing here in Wisconsin as small businesses work to operate in a pandemic. We're taking your calls also, 800-642-1234. What are you seeing with small businesses in your community? Have some shut down? Have you seen places using some creativity to make sure that they can stay afloat? Maybe you're a small business owner. What do you want us to know? 800-642-1234. Our conversation continues this hour of the morning show. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is the Ideas Network. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. Small businesses are running the numbers and trying to figure out how long they can endure an economic downturn. We're talking about it with small business experts Michelle Soames-Bucher and Colleen Merrill. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Are you a small business owner? Maybe you work for a small business. How are you handling these times? What are you worried about? Or what advice do you have for other people? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. And we've got John from Washburn ready to join our conversation. Hi, John.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, what are you thinking about when we're talking about small businesses?
Well, we're a very tourist-based economy up here in Washburn and up in the Bayfield Peninsula. And small businesses of all types are suffering, of course, because of the lack of a tourist season. We just simply haven't had one to speak of. And people who come through don't have much money to spend anyway. So it's one of these things where, the restaurants, of course, are not having a good year and they're suffering. But, the other part of the economy that's never mentioned is the fine art economy. The fine arts, the artists themselves, the galleries and things, there's been absolutely almost silence about them. We have had, some big days where we sell $2 worth of gift cards. But we do have art in the gallery, local art from the Lake Superior region. And we have people come through and look at it almost like a museum, but no purchases. And so it's one of these things where we've had to really look at it and think about what we need to do. And what we're starting to do is rent out our space now that we have to actually downsize our gallery offerings. And we have a frame shop and we have a seamstress that's moving in. And I've even given up my studio space in the back there and rented out to another artist. But we have other things going on. We have a group of artists who talk about things a lot. And one of the things that is coming up is a brilliant idea by a young lady named Erin Hutchinson, who has decided we need to be working more together as a community all the way around the Bayfield Peninsula. And she has come up with Authentic Superior, which is an online platform, actually, for artists who wish to actually sell their art, put their art and their products online.
How interesting, so John. Yeah, I want to jump in here because I definitely want to get our guests to respond, because John is surfacing a lot of innovation when it comes to specifically small business and art. Michelle, are we seeing small business owners put on their thinking caps right now?
Absolutely. John, I love what you're doing. I think it's so smart to come together and work together for solutions. And the pivoting that we're seeing small businesses do is really important. Instead of saying, this is what I always did, and I have to do business in that same manner, it's just recognizing that our consumers' lives have changed, as well as our own lives, and we need to react to what they're doing. So by coming together, for example, and putting your art online as a group, it's going to evoke memories for people that's had wonderful times in the Bayfield area and draw clients in by sharing client lists. You're expanding your customer base. And we've certainly seen that with our businesses here in the South Central Wisconsin area. We have lots of examples of pivots that people were able to make in order to keep doing business.
Sure, and figuring out what can I maintain about the business that I've always done, but also how can we do things differently? I mean, John's talking about renting out some of the space, but also collaborating with other artists to try to gain some recognition and some interest.
Absolutely, and I think going online is really important right now. If we talked a lot with our clients early on about present is more important than perfect right now. So we had a retailer that was really heavily dependent on foot traffic as a client that immediately started doing gift bundles on her social media for sale. Well, in the meantime, in parallel, she started working on her website to offer a full shopping cart. So while the shopping cart wasn't ready, she was still able to have an online presence for sales. Really important. That started building audience, and now she has that shopping cart completed and is able to to sell online as well as in her store, something she couldn't do 6 months ago.
We're talking with Michelle Soames-Booker and also with Colleen Merrill about small business development here in Wisconsin. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Help us understand what's happening if you work in a small business or you own a small business or you just have small businesses in your area. Share your story with us at 800-642-1234. We've got Owen from Wyawega ready to talk with us. Hi, Owen.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Keely. I operate a small business, and it's an LLC, but I also do, I work as an employee for another business where a small portion of my net income comes from that employment. So I was unable to access any of those loans that were available because I had more than one job and I worked for another employer. So my small business is contingent on advertising, and I watch my competitors spike their advertising budgets because of the money they were able to receive through the government programs. And they basically have been able to compete with me, not just based on the fact my work is really high quality and my Google reviews show that, but some of these competitors, the work is lower quality and they have worse reviews, but they're able to really become a lot more competitive because of that government loan program. So I believe we should put risk back into owning a small business, and we shouldn't make it just advantageous for a business owner who has employees to be able to be competitive in a market that's been subsidized through taxpayer and government subsidies.
Oh, and thanks for that call. And that certainly brings up the idea that some businesses have qualified for loans, others haven't. Colleen, what have we seen when it comes to what's available as far as funding for small businesses in Wisconsin?
Thank you. Yes, there was quite a bit of funding through the SBA, through their payroll protection program. They had the economic industry disaster loan. There were resources that a lot of businesses could tap into, but as your caller just mentioned, some did not qualify. And he mentioned risk. Yes, there is great risk. These business owners that are putting in financial capital to start a business. We had many clients that started their business in 2019 and were not showing a profit, so therefore didn't qualify. They weren't taking any income out of their business at the time, and they were frustrated with that. My answer to many of these individuals is to check local. Many counties and cities have put together funding resources at very low, very favorable terms in order to meet the needs in their local community. And that's something that I believe people forget about. And that's why it's really strong to reach out to Michelle or to reach out to one of the small business development centers in your community. We are located in every county. This consulting is at absolutely no cost. And what they can help you do, these consultants can help you identify what your needs are, doing some cash flow projections for you, looking at the type of resources and connecting you to those resources. Because there's many, many different opportunities based on the industry you're in, based on the need that you have.
Owen, thanks for sharing that and for bringing up the point of loans. You gave us a call at 800-642-1234. And Michelle, to that point, the Paycheck Protection Program funds are gone. We know Congress is still debating legislation, whether they'll do anything next. What are you advising small businesses who come to you and say, well, I don't have the resources. What am I supposed to do? Congress hasn't passed anything.
Sure. I think Colleen's point is well taken, that a lot of it has to do with understanding your cash flow. So what we're doing is spending time talking to people about what are your expenses, what are you projecting into the future, how can you save money in certain areas, you know, have you gone through and accessed all of the local capital that's been available, do you have a line of credit? You know, those are all of the conversations that we've been having since March. And a lot of times it just comes down to making really wise decisions and spending some time kind of understanding where you were and where you're going. Our center just put out a new guide to help people respond to COVID called Navigating the New Normal. And it's available for free to any business owner. And it helps you walk you through what your initial responses were and then what your 30, 60, and 90-day plans should be kind of moving forward through this.
We are talking with two experts in business. We've got Michelle Soames-Booker here and Colleen Merrill. They're both part of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center Network. And we're spending this hour of the morning show talking about small businesses, especially because they've been particularly hard hit in the pandemic. We have 99% of Wisconsin's businesses are considered small businesses. And that means that it's sometimes harder to make ends meet or sometimes harder to meet new demands as our situation in a pandemic changes. We're taking your calls. We want to hear your story at 800-642-1234. What are you seeing happening in your community? Have businesses shut down? Have they found new opportunities? Are you going out of your way to support Main Street in your town here in Wisconsin? Maybe you are a small business owner or you're employed at a small business. What concerns you or what motivates you to keep going right now? Share your story with us at 800-642-1234. Use that email address. It's ideas@wpr.org. I'm Keely Boltina. Our conversation continues here on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Join us tonight at 8 for live NPR coverage. It's the Republican National Convention. We're bringing you the mix of virtual events and live events that are planned as delegates are expected to confirm Donald Trump as the party's candidate for president. That is tonight through Thursday night, starting at 8 o'clock on Wisconsin Public Radio and at WPR.org. It's The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about the pressures that small businesses are facing because of the pandemic and what they can do to survive these trying times. We're talking with Michelle Soames-Booker, the director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center at UW-Madison. And Colleen Merrill is also with us. She's the associate state director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center Network. You're part of this conversation. Share what's happening in your community with your small business by calling 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we've got Carol from Gutenberg, Illinois on the line. Hi, Carol.
Yes, good morning. It's Gutenberg, Iowa.
Oh, thank you so much for the correction. What are you experiencing?
Okay, I am a commercial beekeeper, and Okay, you've heard probably about not being able to get canning jars this summer because everybody is gardening. I don't know if you've heard about that, but anyway, I put my product, my honey, in canning jars, and it's beautiful that way. But I am having a terrifically difficult time finding canning jars at small businesses. And I am a huge advocate of supporting small businesses. And my husband finally had to resort to, he's the one who goes on his way from work or to work to get jars for me. And I've had to resort to going to the big box stores. I won't name names here, but it's almost like the big box stores are hogging up all the jars.
Interesting. Carol, I'm glad your business is doing well. Thanks for sharing that, though. But, you know, I hear Carol say, I can't get some of the materials and support small businesses that I need to keep my small business running. Colleen, there are some supply chain issues when it comes to small businesses right now.
Absolutely. That is one of the biggest fears right now is there was actually a shutdown in the supply chain, of course, and it has affected the construction industry. The construction industry right now is struggling trying to find wood, lumber, and it is affecting all of those that are trying to do their home remodeling projects, but also just the building community. Obviously, everybody heard about toilet paper was such a shortage, but there were so many other different areas, pockets of areas where things were selling out and it had unintended consequences. The jars for the beekeeping, it's the first time I heard that one, but it does make sense. People are canning are staying home. And all of those types of activities are having an effect on your local supply. But the supply chain with manufacturers shutting down for a period of time and just everything else through that March-April period, a lot of the movement is starting to happen again. We don't know what the long term is, what kind of supplies we'll be able to move. But I believe we're hoping to maintain a constant movement of goods to keep the supply chain open as much as possible.
When I hear yes, Michelle, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'd just like to weigh in here too, is a lot of our businesses have pivoted to online. So our local small businesses are selling via Amazon stores and things like that. So it's important for us to remember, we might normally go down to the corner store to get something, but there are corner stores sitting online in different places as well. So just another way to think about how to support a local business is to see, do they sell in a different way than they were selling 6 months ago?
Sure. So online doesn't mean not local in some cases now.
In some cases, it does not.
All right. And Michelle, though, with the situation with business owners trying to keep track of what's happening from day to day and the situation being so fluid, how is it possible to sit down and really plan for the future when there's so much uncertainty right now?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that we're really good at the Small Business Development Center is trying to get people to make good decisions, and doing that with facts and numbers, and so that when something happens, they've kind of already thought through a few scenarios, so they have some choices. And so that was really the motivation for us to create the Navigating the New Normal, the response guide for COVID for businesses. What we wanted people to do was just take a few minutes and sit down and think about, what are my options? If A happens, then what's my response? If B happens, then what's my response? Because time and money and other resources are scarce right now. So we have to use them very wisely. So it's worth it to just take a breath and think about what our options are as we move forward. It also gives you a lot of confidence that I thought this through and this is the decision that I made, which relieves a lot of the stress.
Yeah, and stress is certainly a big part of the business equation right now, what people are trying to deal with. We're talking with Michelle Soames-Booker, who's the director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center at UW-Madison School of Business. Also talking with Colleen Merrill, who's the Associate State Director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center Network. We're talking, if you hadn't noticed, about small business. You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. Help us understand, do you run a business? Has it been able to adapt with online retail or with a new model? Do you have a plan for the future, or are you trying to get by day to day? Maybe business is booming for you. Help us understand what's successful about it and why you are able to help others right now. 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Ankara Coffee in Madison is one example of a shop that's grappling with the pandemic. It's part of the city's streetery program. It lets restaurants and retail shops expand onto sidewalks, onto streets and parking lots. We have a cut here from owner Terry Girding, who's concerned whether we'll force a switch back to carry out only.
If we need to go back to takeout only, sales will take a giant hit without this streetery program. So very nervous to see what the winter months have in store for us.
So Tori's looking ahead and looking at the fact that the Wisconsin Restaurant Association says up to 30% of restaurants could go out of business this winter. Colleen, expanded dining outside, just one of those examples of how businesses are innovating. What else are you seeing?
Well, your first caller was talking about how the arts community came together. And I have seen quite a bit in some of the local economy of restaurants, of arts, of different types of industries, trying to bundle packages together, trying to find ways to collaborate, market for one another. They are relying on their friends that are in the boutique next door. They are helping one another try and get to the e-commerce site, and the SBDCs are there to support them as well. How do you really think about your specific industry and how can you be innovative and come up with alternative ways to bring in revenue. I think one of the issues that we're really struggling with, or these small businesses are struggling with, is they have no idea how long they will have to do what they need to do. And so your expectation on how long this is going to last really determines how much of resources you're going to put into this. Is this through the election? Is it through next spring? Are these permanent changes? So I think, again, when you talk about, or Michelle talks about coming in, it's really nice to have someone as a sounding board, someone to bounce ideas off of, to talk about social media and how you're best utilizing it, how you're managing your inventory. What are your projections looking like? Who could you typically partner with that maybe is out of the box innovative thinking that you really hadn't done before? So there's lots of ways. It really is dependent on your industry, your need, and what you're projecting your long-term strategies are.
And Michelle, you're having those conversations with people who run small businesses. You also offer classes that people can take. What does that look like right now?
Sure. So, like our small businesses, we're pivoting too. So our classes at our center at UW-Madison used to be face-to-face, and now we're pivoting to have them be all online. And we offer our classes in sort of three categories: startup, managing your business, and then leadership. And we like to say we follow the life cycle of an entrepreneur. So from when you're thinking about an idea all the way through to when you're leading other people. And so we've worked really hard this summer to try to put all those classes online. And they are action-oriented, affordable, business-focused courses for owners. So what we're trying to do is really just help you be a better operator, better manager, better owner.
And you mentioned people taking classes at the beginning when they're thinking about and launching a small business. Are people still considering that right now?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a class called First Steps to Starting a Business. It's a free online class. It's available on demand. So it's, you know, whenever it's convenient for you to take it. We launched it 2 years ago and have had people take it all over the world. In almost every county in Wisconsin, someone has taken that class. On average, during normal times, about 100 people take it a month, and we see a 33% completion rate, which is tremendous on a free class. In the month of March, those numbers were tripled, and we saw the completion rate jump to almost 80%, which tells us that, yes, people are interested in starting a business. I think anytime you have disruption, people see innovation and opportunity. And so just this morning before we came on air, I responded to 2 different requests for assistance with startup businesses.
Wow. Michelle Soames-Bucher is the director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center at UW-Madison. Also talking with Colleen Merrill, who's the associate state director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center Network. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Share what it's like for you to run a small business. Or maybe you're like Andy from Mount Horeb, who called, said that Andy supports local small businesses by buying local milk and vegetables from the farmers market. Help us understand what small business looks like in your part of Wisconsin. 800-642-1234. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. We are talking about small businesses right now, and we're learning a lot are struggling. We're also learning about some resources available to local entrepreneurs, and we're figuring out what we can do as consumers to support the economy in our parts of Wisconsin. It's The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. We're talking about small business with 2 people who work with small businesses and connect people who run them to different supports and education. We've got Michelle Soames-Bucher here and also talking with Colleen Merrill. Taking your calls this hour at 800-642-1234. You can share your story with us at 800-642-1234. And Peter from Lanesboro, Minnesota is here. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What are you thinking about?
I was born in Shorewood, Wisconsin, so I don't want to
I don't want to sound like I'm from too far away.
Making the connection. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
what's your
please,
connection
please.
To small business?
Oh, I have a small business here. We have a small goat grazing company. And in 3 years, we've gone from 4 goats to 52. We expect to go up to 75 by next spring. And I just wanted you to know this has been our best year so far. We're meeting all of our financial goals, and our community is really supporting us. So I think it's a great time to do a new thing, come up with a new idea, and I think your neighborhood will probably back you up. So, I encourage anyone to do it.
Peter, thanks for sharing your success with us. Michelle, how important is the community, are the patrons, when it comes to small businesses actually staying afloat right now?
Oh, that's incredibly important, and it's so great to hear somebody that's doing so well. Absolutely. When we do business planning, we spend a lot of time talking about is with a service or product that you're selling. Do you have product and customer fit? You know, is this something your community will embrace and support? And let's do the hard work of getting out there and trying to find out the answer to that information. We've seen the community step up during this pandemic to really help out our small businesses in lots of different ways, from early on buying gift cards to, you know, pledging to shop local to just, you know, maybe using a service that you didn't use before just to try to keep one of some of your neighbors afloat. So the community is terribly important.
Racial conversations, racial justice is on our minds right now. Colleen, what can you tell us about how business owners of color are faring?
Well, I think it's going to go back to the industry that you're looking in. We have more support that has been out there for those of minority. There are some business programs, resources specifically. WDC has some grant programs. And actually, if you go to WisconsinSBDC.org, you're going to see that there are a lot of resources available for everyone, but for people of color as well. And again, it goes back to that community. There is support locally. And if any business is able to get their message out, they are able to generate the support that they need. Social media has been very powerful for a lot of these companies, and this is a new exposure for them, trying to do some live sales, some live feed, putting some of their products and their services online. But again, I'm looking back, and this is the time to be entrepreneurial. And many people are reaching out for that support on how to get started. And there is support in your local community for all types of businesses at this point.
And Michelle, you have worked with business owners of color leaders in this arena, right?
Yes, absolutely. So here in the Madison area, there's a couple of things that we've been working on. First of all, our center has partnered with Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, WBIC, for well over a decade to provide a Spanish-speaking business consultant through the Comientos program. In addition, we also support a program called Upstart, which we do in conjunction with the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, that is specifically for women and people of color. When the pandemic first started, the Madison Chamber of Commerce put together a group that met weekly that consisted of the Latino Chamber, the Black Chamber of Commerce, Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative, Dame by Local, and many others. And the idea was, if we can all come together weekly and share our needs and our successes, then we can get the word out to the communities and provide greater support. So it was a really great opportunity for us to hear, you know, who's providing language translation for loan documentation, and what areas of the community needed more information about programs or assistance. And so in this particular ecosystem, we're really trying to work together to make sure that all people have access to information.
We're talking with Michelle Soames-Booker and also Colleen Merrill about opportunities and challenges here with small businesses in Wisconsin. And we've got Tony from Wausau who is ready to join our conversation. Oh, I'm sorry. We've lost Tony. But Tony mentioned that Tony has an interpreter business and is overwhelmed and too busy. And Tony's wondering where to turn to begin to find resources that could help when Tony's business isn't struggling right now, but really trying to figure out how to meet this new demand in a pandemic. Colleen, where can Tony start?
Again, I would have him reach out to his local small business development center. They're going to have the local resources. Maybe he is looking to hire some independent contractors to help him meet the demand that he has. Is it something that is sustainable? Is this something that he wants to actually grow his business? I'm not sure if he's doing this in person, online, but there's many opportunities and resources available to help him, again, plan what those next steps are. And I'll just reiterate what Michelle said. It is so important to have this conversation and focus on making a strategic plan on your growth and having the resources and the ability to grow smart, right? And not put yourself in a position where you are resource strapped. So again, the Small Business Development Center, we're in every county, is really going to be his best bet.
Michelle, if business owners are feeling helpless or like there are things beyond their control, what's one takeaway that people can keep in mind today as they leave this conversation?
I think the most important thing is don't try to do this by yourself. I think entrepreneurs are super resourceful people and they are highly motivated and they get things done. And so there's always this sense of I can figure this out by myself. And right now we're doing something that we've never done before. We've never been in a global pandemic before. So reaching out and asking for some assistance, whether that's like your caller from Bayfield who came together with this community or whether it's reaching out to a small business development center or another resource, I think that's what's important. Ask for some assistance. You're not doing this. You don't have to do this by yourself.
And that shouldn't feel like failure.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Colleen, what's your takeaway for people who are operating small businesses right now?
This is temporary, but it might be a new norm, right? So we are in a situation that we really don't know what the future holds. So again, it does come back to, like Michelle said, it is about reaching out to your community. I have seen so many people that it's extremely heartwarming that want to support, that want to help and help their local community thrive. So reach out to your community, focus on collaboration. But most importantly, this is a time to think differently. It's innovative thinking. It is trying new approaches. It's reaching out to your peers, seeing what your competitors are doing, analyzing your landscape, and trying to have some plans, but being able to pivot. It's an opportunity right now. I think there's a lot of entrepreneurial activity that will thrive and will grow from this period of time, but it's really important to not do it in a bubble. There's a lot of support out there.
Colleen, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Again, the Small Business Development Center is here, wisconsinsbdc.org.
We'll make sure there's a link on wpr.org/mornings. And Michelle Soames-Booker, thank you for your time, too.
Yes, thanks for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Michelle is the director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center at UW-Madison in the Wisconsin School of Business. Colleen Merrill is the associate state director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center Network. I'm Keely Boltina. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.